just wanted to say that I feel like many times you think you're ready, but you really have to trust that God knows the timing, and at that timing, the right person will come into your life.
You know, before you get married, you gotta ask yourself some really big questions. I got 10 here. In fact, I positioned them as 10 reasons not to get married to make you think before you say I do. We'll get to those. I promise I'll give you these 10 this half hour, and we'll also get them posted up on our website. We're going to be opening our phone lines to have you join in and really ask the question, what's one thing that engaged couples, those who are thinking of getting married or committing to get married, need to think about and pray about before they say, I do, based on your own experience. As positive as we can today. All right. Dr. Randy, live, Intentional Living, Facebook Live, Radio Live, podcast, everything right here from our Intentional Living Center at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Love to have you join in and be a part of the show here. I'll give you the phone number. You can write it down, 888-888-1717. Now, let me just say this before we got some really powerful calls that I want to share with you. People who've left a comment on our storyline that I spent the last 45 minutes listening to and being moved by, and I want to share some of those with you. We got some questions that were left as well, and love to have you join in the discussion today. I was looking at some of the statistics about marriage in America. And over the last 50 years, the marriage rate in the U.S. has dropped by nearly 60%. And in fact, another statistic here shows that it is the lowest level in 121 years. Yeah, from 2020, the marriage rate fell to 5.1 per 1,000 people. And people ask me about this, about marriage, and I say, you know, I'm not really surprised with what we see going on in our culture. So many people have seen marriages fail, falter, fumble, growing up in environments that they say, I don't want to go through this kind of thing. The sanctity of marriage has just been, kicked out as far as the ladder underneath it. We don't hold to the sacred values as a country, frankly, as we once did about marriage. And so today's program is really important because I want those of you who are thinking about getting married to do it right, to do it God's way, to do it a way that's going to really bring glory to God, benefit to you, to your future family and your kids and so on. It can be a fantastic thing. We got some great calls. People are going to send you some warning signals to say, think about this, pray about this. Got some questions. I got the top 10 questions or challenges you need to think about before you get married. Great, really practical half hour ahead. So if you know someone getting married, thinking about getting married, already married, and need some encouragement and perspective, tell them to join in. All right. 888-888-1717. Let's go to Tiffany, who left us this comment.
Hi, Randy. This is Tiffany from St. Louis. I called, I guess probably, I don't know the exact date, but I know I called probably about 2 or 3 months ago. And I called because I didn't know what to do about a relationship that I knew to not be in because I'm a Christian. And the young man that I was seeing, he wasn't. And he made it very clear to me that he didn't want anything to do with my religion. And I just wanted to let you know, from talking to you and you had prayer with me, I've been living a very intentional life in that area of my life. I thank God for the Holy Spirit that has been helping me, like, fight every single day with being very intentional on knowing that that's not what God has for me.
All right. Good for you, Tiffany. Listen, the Bible says the biblical basis for this, don't be unequally yoked together with a non-believer. Is that because God hates non-believers? No, he loves people who are non-believers. He loves all of us. What he knows that we are learning from experience, unfortunately, is when you put two people together in the intimacy of a marriage and the intimacy of a committed relationship, and they're not on the same page about the things that really matter, such as faith, who they are, their identity in Christ, it can be a real problem. And so Tiffany's learned, hey, be careful. Don't assume everything's going to get better and change after you get married. Been around a long time, folks, dealt with a lot of people, and generally it doesn't. Sometimes, but not always. Generally not so. Let's get Chris on the line. He's joined us live from Arizona. Hey, Chris. What is it you would like to share? What have you learned about this you want to pass along?
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to pass along, Dr. Randy. Love the show. Listen to it all the time,
Thank
man.
You.
God bless you and what you're doing.
Thanks.
Brother, I wanted to share about, I think it was what we were talking about with Tiffany. You know, I've been in some relationships, and they have all failed because we were not equally yoked. And it's something my sister's telling me and everybody's telling me, and I'm believing it, man. I am proof to tell you that you have to be equally yoked with the person. You have to have God in the center, number one, always. Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't your pattern up until now. It's kind of like an aha moment.
Correct, man. I'm looking for that person I'm going to spend the rest of my life with this time, and we will be equally yoked, both of us. And you know, God intended it to be that way, I believe. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
absolutely. All right, thank you, Chris. I agree. You know, we're big around here about the reset in life, and wherever you've been, God loves you, and there's a reset. Hit the button, and a reset to me is really going back to factory settings. You know, it's like, I have messed up my computer so much, just reset the thing. Or if you got one of those smart TVs that's smarter than you are, and you get it all messed up, there's always that button. You ever notice that button in the bottom that says, reset the factory settings? Boom. All right, let's start over here. And sometimes that's what we got to do in terms of, before we get married, let's get back to factory settings. What's God's intention? By the way, I don't say that to mean, hey, well, thank you, Randy. I can just divorce my spouse and get out of here. That's not the point. The point is, you got to reset where you are today, your life, who you are, where you are, and really honor God. That's the key. All right. You can join in. What's one thing you've learned that you'd pass along to someone thinking about getting married that they need to think about, pray about before they do? You can give me a call. Join in the discussion, 888-888-1717. I have the top 10 list right here. Let me go to number one on my list. Please don't get married if you're unwilling to put the needs of another person above your own. Come on now. If you're a selfish person, just admit it. If it's all about you and your needs, don't do that to somebody else. Because you know what? They may meet your needs for a while because they think they love you and they think that's going to work, and that's just, you know, that's the lovey-dovey engagement stage and the honeymoon stage. But after a while, takers leave the person they're married to feeling taken. And so if you're unwilling to put the needs of another person above your own, then really, really take a long, hard look before you get married. Number two, if you're easily offended, carry grudges, or unwilling to forgive, don't lay that on somebody else. Okay? Deal with it. Now, we all have our little quirks when it comes to being offended and unforgiving. Come on, we're not talking about perfection here. But if you just know in the quietness of your own heart that you are very, very touchy, carry grudges, and unwilling to forgive, take a long, hard look before you say I do and before you say I do to that person. What's something you've learned? 888-888-1717. Let's hear John. He's a preacher's kid. He's got some really powerful insight. I just listened to before the show. Listen carefully to what he says and what he regrets now, years later.
Hi, this is John. Yeah, I wanted to encourage people to, especially young people that are thinking about marrying. I'm a preacher's kid, and, you know, I got so dismayed with the church when I was growing up in it because of things that happened to my parents that I ran from the Lord and went through college. But I married a wonderful woman who wasn't a Christian, and I didn't bring my children up in the church because of the injustice I saw in it, that my parents were hurt so badly in it. I have three daughters, 16, 17, and 20, and they weren't raised in the church. And I believe that the teachers at school and the world had more input into their upbringing than I ever could. And now I'm left with having to lead an example for them because I've come back to Christ. And I know the truth. So please don't do what I did. Stay in your Christian faith. Be faithful to God. He's faithful to you. Marry within the Christian faith and stay there and keep your kids in church. When you raise them in the church and with God, the most important thing in their life,
they will always come back to it, and you won't have to fight the battle that I'm fighting now.
Nothing much to add to that, is there? Powerful, John. Thank you for picking up the phone, taking a moment or two to share that with us so we can share it with thousands of others here and around the world. Preacher's kid turned his back on Christ and admittedly paying for it, and now saying along over his shoulder to you, don't do the same thing. Don't do the same thing. What's one thing you'd pass along to someone thinking about getting married from your own experience? 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
At the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night with Dr. Randy Carlson, you'll reconnect with your spouse all over again.
Our spiritual plane allows us to have these connection points. So the more connection points you can develop in marriage, the better. It says that opposites attract, but similarities and connection points are what bond.
Join Dr. Randy for the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night to find out how to form a bond with your spouse that will transform your marriage.
Hi, this is Dr. Randy Carlson. You'll have a lot of fun, I promise, as we learn together the secret to an intimate marriage. Join me for the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night as we explore God's intention for your relationship as a couple.
Time is running out. Get your tickets today for the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night on Thursday, April 20th at 7 p.m. at Jackson's Church in Jackson. For tickets, go to theintentionallife.com right now. That's theintentionallife.com.
Jackson, Michigan. Hey, listen, you know, we just re-upped the announcements to let you all know, and we're down to the final 2 weeks, and tickets are moving fast. Don't want you to miss out. Friday night, Mount Pleasant, we're looking forward to being with you all on April 21st. It sold out about a month ago, but Jackson, selling out quickly. Love to have you come be a part of it. It's going to be a fun night, but I'm committed to really, really bringing home in this day and age some really practical, powerful things for building a marriage. My wife and I have been down this trail. We know we've been married a long time. I've talked to thousands of people, counseled with many, and I want to help you share with you things that we've learned, things that'll help you, things that'll encourage you, not overload you with a lot of detail, but to give you some things that you can say, hey, that's one thing I can grab hold of that I can work on to make it a part of my marriage. This is for good marriages that are doing well. Marriages that are struggling, frankly. And we always have couples that are coming trying to decide if they're going to stay married or not. It's okay. Bring your friends with you. People don't know Christ. Bring them there. Bring them. It'll be a non-threatening night, but an opportunity to really hear the truth and see God do some amazing things in the lives of people. Jackson, Michigan, April 20th. That's just 2 weeks, right? 2 weeks from tomorrow, I think. Coming up, Jackson, Michigan at the Jackson Nazarene or Jackson's Church. Bring some friends with you. Get your tickets. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. We're talking today about marriage and things you want to pass along to people who are about to get married. And we got Nana on the line. Now, Nana, is that your name or your title?
Yeah. Oh, that's a name.
Okay. All right. Yep. My wife is my wife. That's her title, Nana.
I know, I hear it a lot.
Okay. What advice do you have?
Well, I hear, you know, that we obviously need to be equally yoked. But I also think it's important that you have to make sure that you're putting God, that you as an individual are putting God first, and then as a couple putting God first, because it is different, for me anyway. But I also think that you need to surround yourself with some really good mentors, really good couples mm-hmm. that have strong marriages, who can pass on, you know, strong, sound Christian advice. I truly believe that that is a really good foundation.
Yeah, how long have you been married, Nana?
I've been married for 25 years.
Mm. And so having a strong personal relationship with Christ and then a couple
yeah.
relationship as well. Is that something you've been experiencing in your marriage, or have you struggled with that?
Well, I mean, I personally have a very strong relationship with God. We did it as a couple in the beginning, and, you know, life happens, and I think it starts to chisel away on your routine, and you can't separate yourself from that. You've got to stay the course, and you've got to keep God first, and, you know, it's, you know, we struggle with it, but we make it through, and we know that God is there. We know that that's our number one. We still have that really strong foundation.
Fantastic. Well, Nana, thank you for calling. Appreciate you sharing your story with us today. And I'll tell you what, if you hold on, I don't know if you're anywhere near Jackson, but Stephen, talk to Nana. If she is, I would invite you and your husband to come and be a part of our Jackson conference. But why don't you talk to her and see if that is something that work out, put it in the will call. All right. We're talking about marriage, and I want to just piggyback on what Nana was saying. When it comes to your own spiritual development, maybe you're not only unequally yoked, meaning that you're in a relationship and marriage where your spouse is not a believer, but there are many of you listening that are in a relationship in marriage with a person who's believed something else. I mean, they have a belief, but their belief is way off from where you are. And I don't mean just about music on Sunday morning in church. Okay. I know we have these kinds of disagreement. I'm talking about some really deep, serious issues where you have a spouse that maybe just doesn't believe in Christ, doesn't believe in the Trinity, doesn't believe that Jesus saved, doesn't believe in the things that are foundational to your faith. And I just say to you all, listen, you're not the Holy Spirit. Your job is to be a spouse, to love them, and be the person that God intends for you to be. As Nana said, be the person that God intends for you to be. Make sure you grow in your own life. All right, let me get Audrey on the line in California. Hi, Audrey. How are you today?
Hi, Randy. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. Go right ahead. What have you learned?
Well, unfortunately, I learned the hard way, like you were talking about before, in my first marriage. And I grew up in the church, and my parents were in the ministry. And so I grew up learning, you know, to be equally yoked, and this is how marriage works. And but when I was an adult and got out there and met who my future spouse was going to be at the time, you know, he believed in God, and I thought that was enough. I thought we were equally yoked because he believed in God. He believed in, you know, Jesus and everything. And but we were of different faiths, of different religions, if you will, and it didn't come into light that it was an issue until struggles started happening, and we lost our first child, and we approached it differently, if you will.
Yes.
And that's when it really started coming into light that even though he believed in God, we were still unequally yoked. I had a personal relationship with Jesus, and he did not. And so when it got to the point deeper into our relationship, when it was time to have children, we started talking, and then that's when it really came into, like, well, he assumed that they were going to be raised in this religion, and I assumed we were all going to be raised in this religion, and we went to separate churches. It got to that point, and it just did not work out. And
what happened in your marriage? What did that do to the spirit within your marriage, the intimacy, the closeness, just the things that are important in a marriage relationship?
It damaged it. It really damaged it. I grew more and more closer to Christ in my own life. And he was happy with just keeping of the traditions of just going to church. And that was it. Like, he would go to church, but I would go to my church, and he would go to his church. And I even tried to go to his church with him so that he would come to mine, because it was really important to me to go to church as a family.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it got to the point of starting to talk about having kids, and I realized he had no intention of ever, you know, going to church as a family, because his kids were going to be baptized this way into this religion.
Mm-hmm.
That's when, and we were already married. And
yeah.
So it was like, whoa, like, these are things we should have talked about before. I was just thinking, you know, we both we both believed in God, and that was enough. That was equally yoked. And I was young and, yeah, learned the hard way that that isn't enough sometimes. Mm.
That's for sure. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you for sending out that warning, a big red warning to people who are listening. When we talk about being unequally yoked, dig in and understand what that really means. Okay.
And I do just want to say that I am happily married now for the last 21 years to a man of God. And we are, our whole family, our children, we all go to church together. We're all on the worship team at our church. And we have a beautiful family in Christ. And so Amen. I'm very grateful.
Amen. I'm glad to hear the end of that story, Audrey. Thank you for your call today.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, listen, do not sort of deflect what you're hearing today. If you're thinking about getting married in a relationship with someone, I love that word. You're in a relationship with somebody. Don't deflect the things you're hearing. These are real people who've been down the trail, learned some things that they're sharing with us. You're not going to get this much else around wherever you're looking for information. This is really powerful stuff. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Barbara, I'll get to you in a moment. Got some more stories. You're welcome to join in. We'll stay here afterward and continue to record for the program. We'll air tomorrow. So we'll just continue the discussion at 888-888-1717.
What about finances? Number of people I've talked to over the years, hey, listen, they call every day. Say, my spouse is a spender and wants to spend every dollar that comes in, and I want to save and I want to tithe. Stephen sends me calls to preview. And when we get into the finance topic, about every other call is my husband or my wife doesn't want to tithe than I do. Tithing becomes a big issue, a spiritual difference, because the people are not of the same mind. And Paul is saying to us, and let's be really practical, we can't have an organization, you can't have a church, you can't have a marriage and a family that's going to be productive and filled with peace and unity unless we're of the same mind.
Pursuing Peace. It's the masterclass for our intentional living community for this month of April. Video and audio coming out every month with a brand new lesson. And you'll be watching for it. It'll be coming out here in the next week or so. To our members and those who've just joined, or those of you joining today, if you want to be a part of this intentional living community, bringing glory to Christ and benefit to those we love, including ourselves, when we choose to be intentional, not perfect, but intentional, come and join us. How do I do that? Just go to the website, theintentionallife.com, kind of look around a little bit, see a lot of things going on, including our upcoming events. We've got articles and blogs and all sorts of things there, and past broadcasts. And then you can hit donate and come and be a part of us. We'd love to be in community together with you. Come and join us. Go to theintentionallife.com and click on donate. All right. Let's go to Barbara. Let me see. Barbara is over in Texas. Hey, Barbara. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good. What do you want to add? It says you've been married 45 years, so you must know something by now.
God has really been working in our lives, my husband and I, and we started out, we got married very young. I was 17 and he was 19. And so we really weren't, in depth in the Christian faith. Like, I knew God was there. I believed in him, but we weren't either one trying to learn or really get more intent in that area. And as we went through our life together, today both of us are very strong in our Christian faith. We both, I was saying, I think it's sad that today we don't see as many marriages because the young people, you're right, don't value mm-hmm. that. And I think it's such a sadness because marriage is a work in progress. You have to get up every day and you have to give each other grace, and you have to remember that you're both human, and you have to communicate and talk about where you're at and what you feel and what you think. And you just have to really you have to pray and you have to really seek God's guidance for what it is he wants you to do and where he wants you to go and what things he wants you to be involved in. And, yeah, I'm just so thankful every day for my husband because he is such a blessing. And we've been through a lot. Like, it's not been a perfect road by any means. we rode the roller coaster of life, I call it. But and you have to know that, too, with marriage. You have to know it's a roller coaster and that sometimes you're going to love that person more than you think is possible. And other times you're not going to like them at all. But you just have to keep focused on where God wants you to go.
So how's the day today? Where's the meter on? I want to keep them or I don't want to keep them today?
We're up on the top of the roller coaster right now, so he's good.
That's good. Hey, listen, that shows, though, you can get started at 17 and 19. My wife and I, we started 18, 19, and it can work if you continue to grow together. What I heard from you, Barbara, is you didn't start out maybe in the right place spiritually where you wanted to be, but you guys grew together to this place, and that's good. What would have been really scary for you is to have one of you grow and the other one not. One to grow and the other one to reject. And the fact that you both chose to make that an integral part of your life and your relationship, go through the tough times and do it together is a powerful thing. All right. Thank you, Barbara. Appreciate it. You know what? I only gave you two of my top 10 list on reasons not to get married. Stephen, we can get this posted, right? Okay. We'll get this up on our website at theintentionallife.com. On our homepage broadcast highlight section. But I'll tell you what, I'll try to get to more of them tomorrow. We're going to continue this discussion right now, record it for tomorrow. So our phone line will be open right now for the next few minutes. If you want to talk to me, we'll record it, air it tomorrow. Tell us some things you've learned about marriage you want to pass along to someone who's thinking about marriage today. Unfortunately, fewer people are thinking about it more and more, just either rejecting it, dealing with identity issues or not getting married at all or living together. Marriage is a sacred institution of God, and we need to be intentional as we approach it. If you want to join us, give me a call, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Secondly, a reminder that the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night for couples across Michigan. You can join us. We have seats available for Thursday night, April 20, in Jackson, Michigan, at the Jackson Nazarene Church. They call Jack's Naz. A great place. Looking forward to it. We have a lot of fun. Learn together. Grow together. Don't miss it. If you have an opportunity to, you think about, hey, I want to have a ministry to some other couples that we love and care for, bring them with you. Get your tickets. They're going fast at theintentionallife.com. We'll see you tomorrow with more on this topic from Intentional Living.